Northwest London, Thursday, 25th of Tishri, 20th of October, Rabbi Shimon Gurevich, Shlita, Sukkos, and Hascholas HaTorah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Moss on the 13th Yad site of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, the Nishmas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Rom Zoran Rocha, whose Yad site was on Simchas Torah.
This Shabbos, we start a new machzav Kriyas HaTorah. We once again start Parshas Bereishis, and we've got to understand why it's at this juncture in the year that Chazal will kivei the siyum and Hascholas HaTorah. One would have thought perhaps Rosh Hashanah would be more appropriate, the beginning of a year, beginning of a new year. You start the Torah once again, or perhaps Shavuos, Yom Kabbalas HaTorah. One would have thought was an appropriate time to restart the Machzor, to restart the Kriyas Parshas HaTorah. And yet, Chazal have been kaveya that Siyum HaTorah and Parshas Bereishis is, so to speak, a continuation of Chag HaSukkos. And we've got to understand why this was perceived to be a fitting juncture for Siyum and Hascholas HaTorah. And perhaps to understand this, we have to look back at Chag HaSukkos, at Shmini Atzeres, see what we can take away from this Yom Tov, which will help us to understand why this is an appropriate time. Shmini Atzeres, even before it was designated as a Yom Siyum HaTorah, was in fact a Yom Tov which was meant to be devoted to Simchas HaTorah. The Yalkut tells us in Sof Parshas Pinchas, Amar Avovin, Avovin says, that Klal Yisrael didn't know what should be the focus of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. Pesach, we know, Cheirus, Shavuos is Matan Torah, Sukkos, Kippur, Sukkos, Yeshavti, but there was no clear indication as to what the Simcha, what the focus of Simcha Chag of Shmini Atzeres should be. Says the Medrash, Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo Shleima U'Pirish, Nagira V'Nischa Boch, Boch B'Tei Roscha, So Shmini Atzeres was long before, as I say, the Siyum HaTorah was designated as a Yoim Simchas HaTorah Nismach B'Torah. In fact, this answers the question the Keren Ora asks in Moed Katan: how could Chazal be Kaveya Siyum HaTorah on Shmini Atzeres? Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You've got Simchas Yom Tov V'Samachta B'Chagecha, and yet Chazal are telling us to celebrate the Siyum HaTorah. And the answer is that Shmini Atzeres, the Simchas Hayim of Shmini Atzeres, is Lismayach B'Torah. And therefore there's no problem with him in Ma'av and Simcha B'Simcha, because it's all one Simcha, it's all one and the same. Now we've got to understand, why was Shmini Atzeres designated as a Yom Simchas HaTorah? The main mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos, the mitzvah which in fact Min HaTorah incorporates all 7 days, Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim Min HaTorah Arba Minim Zonio Lekachtim Lechem B'Yom Rishon Al Kulponim outside Mokum HaMikdosh, a mitzvah which is relevant not only all 7 days, which is relevant both by day and by night, and in fact the Chag is called Chag HaSukkos, is Mitzvahs Sukkah. That is the main mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos. Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the Sefer Kata Kemach, draws numerous parallels between the mitzvah of Sukkah and Limud Torah. He says as follows, Yisrael muzhorin ha-sukkah tzrichaseil v'yisrael muzhorin estoifev b'tzeil ha-toira. Ha-sukkah shorosh tefanois, sukkah's got 3 walls, Torah's got 3 chalokim, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. The Hechsha gave Asuk is Asorah Tfochim, Remez Laseres, Hadibras. Hechsha Horoichev, Shiva Tfochim, Reva Remes, the Sheva Chochmois, and Ichlolis Ba Torah. Nimtza Hechsha Adifun Oirech Varoichiv, Shivim Tvochim. 10 by 7 is 70 Tvochim. Hu Sha'oma Shivim Ponim La Torah. Chiv Yeshivas Asuka Bein Bayoim, Bein Ba Laila. Remes the Torah Shekosubo Vigisabo Yoimom Voloila. Noshim Peturis min Asuka, the Chenim Peturis min Limud Toira, Shnema Vishnantum Levanecha, Veloi Livnei Secho. Rabbeinu Bechaya has taken all the various aspects of Sukkah, and all the various numbers that are involved in Binyan Asuka, and connected them to Toira. What exactly is the connection between Mitzvah Sukkah and Toira? It's interesting by Heitev. The beginning of Hilchas Sukkos in Siman Tov Reish Lamates, Siv Kotan Aleph, he writes as follows. Sukkah merames la Torah. Mishum hochi, shia goiva, the maximum shia is Esrim Amo. Esrim Amo, he says, 120 tvochim. He says, in reference to Kabbalas HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for three periods of 40 days is 120. He says, furthermore, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Noisan HaTorah, lived for 120 years. The Ben Hetiv there again is drawing a parallel between the dimensions of Sukkah and Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Moshe the Torah. How do we connect, how do we understand the connection of Mitzvah Sukkah to Limud Torah? Tur in Eir Chaim, in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, says Sukkos keneged Yaakov. Dichsiv ulmikneyu also Sukkos. We have to understand in what respect does Sukkos connect to Yaakov, and how exactly does ulmikneyu also Sukkos connect to Mitzvah Sukkah? He put his cattle in his Sukkah. He didn't go into the Sukkah. So how does that in any way connect to the fact that we've got a chiyuv to go into Sukkos? There's various things that we're going to attempt to explain over here. Siat Tishmaya. Is I think the first thing we need to do is to perhaps delve a little bit into what we've been taught b'negeah to the Mitzvah Sukkah, what Mitzvah Sukkah is meant to teach us, the lesson that we're supposed to take away from Mitzvah Sukkah, and see how that connects to Torah. Chaim Friedlander, Zech Tzadik Livroche, Zef Sifse Chaim, on Sukkos, says as follows. Tzivso aleinu ha-Toyra, the Torah has commanded us, Lotzeis mediras kva, mediras arai. As it says at the beginning of Sukkah, Daf Beis Lamed Aleph, as Tzei mediras kva, v'shev mediras arai. He says, what's the purpose of this? He says as follows. Torah teaches us, Ba'os b'cho migon u'mi'ikvecho, b'psoilis g'irin v'yekev, ha-posuk medab. The idea is as follows. Person can perhaps have the mistaken notion that he is looking after himself, he is the one that's providing for himself, and especially in Chag HaOsiv when his storehouses are full of the produce that he has managed to grow over the preceding months. Says the Torah, no. Take the Pseiris Goyrim V'yekev. Take what's unimportant. Take the bits and pieces that hold no interest to you, and use that as your roof in order to demonstrate to you that it's not you that look after and take care of yourself. In fact, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that is your provider. That's the purpose of Mitzvah Sukkah. Sukkah is referred to as Seila Demnusa. The idea of Sukkah is in order to implant within us, to instill us with the concept, with the idea that it's not us that take care of ourselves, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that takes care of us. We're shtadlus, of course, but at the end of the day, ultimately, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's taking care of us. And he carries on. And he says, Hargoshas hachnir lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hakorash hakol mimeni yisporach. This idea, this concept, that we're totally dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam and everything comes from him, he amakor hayochid l'simcha mitis. That is the only true source of emeser simcha. As long as a person feels that he's providing for himself, as long as a person views himself as being ultimately responsible for his well-being. He says, Apostle Kels tells us, "Vasova lo Oshir, enenu miniach loy lishu." It's David Menucha. He's Molly Daigis. Marba Nechosin, the Mishnah Novice tells us, Marba Daiga. It's only if a person comes to the true realization that he's dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will give him what he needs and deserves, then he's zoicha, that's pitochen, then he's zoicha to simcha, v'shalvas ha-nefesh. And he carries on and he says, that's why we read Keheles on Sukkos, because Keheles imparts to us this message that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. As it says, Leida Kalam Ambeirut, it's not the fleet-footed that are able to outrun, it's not Leida Gibayim Hamilchoma, it's not the strong ones that necessarily win wars. It's not the wise ones that have bread. It's not those that are insightful, that have wealth. This is the message that Sukkos is supposed to instill within us. Nachlas Dovid, in his Droshes and Drush Aleph, brings out this point as well. It says as follows, Kulam kechod eskimu. Ki inyan asuka moira al hapitoch. Sukkah comes to teach us bitochen vachisoyim betzilo yisporach. Ki odam oiz ves diras kva, a person leaves his diras kva, v'yudea she lekvias boilam azeh, there's no kvias she yochel levtoyach alov hu soymech legamra al hakadosh baruch hu. V'zu avoidas ha'odom b'yitziyos eilu sukkah. The idea of going into the sukkah is to instill within a person, implant within him this idea, the concept of pitochen. He's totally reliant on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He goes out of his house, takes the roof off his head, and is totally reliant on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He carries on. Umi sheboteach ba'Hashem be'emes margish menucha amitis. So it is such a person that really experiences true menucha, ki ein lo daiga klal, ki arehu boteach ba'Hashem. The idea of sukkah, if a person absorbs that and takes that on, then he's zoich to menucha, to shalvas ha-nefesh, to simcha. In fact, that's one of the sefer, ha-lekach v'alibuv, we say, say mediras kva, v'sheb mediras arai. Kva is bigamatria 172. Arai is bigamatria 281. The difference between 172 and 281 is 109, which is the gematria of menucha. The idea of Tzei Medias Kva, Vashem Medias Arai, is in order to bring a person to Bitochen, which in turn gives a person Menucha, as we've seen in Sivzei Chaim, as we've seen in Nachlas Dovid. When a person experiences Menucha, tranquility, Shalvas HaNefesh, that's a tremendous aid, as we will see, to success in Limud HaTorah. A person who is fatumut, a person who's fadaiget, a person who's got many, many things on his head, doesn't have the ability to learn Torah in the same way as somebody who has simcha, shalvas ha-nefesh and menucha. The Baron says, the Mishnah Sabaron, and he brings it from the Gaon, midas ha-bitochen nitzreches mo'od le-Torah. Bitochen is a necessity and a prerequisite to be matzniach in limud Torah. And he gives a couple of reasons why. Mitzav menuchas ha-nefesh shel ha-biteach. The person who's got bitochen has menuchas ha-nefesh. Shemashlich yovel ha-kodesh boruch hu. Ve'machshavtoi teruda b'daigas. He's not troubled by daigas. Shai mishein ha-biteach torit todeh b'daigas. Somebody who doesn't have bitochen, he's constantly besieged with daigas, with worry. Va-biteach ba-Hashem, this relieves him of the burden of all those worries. And he carries on to say also, if somebody's a Baal Bitochen, he has more time in his day. As long as he thinks that he is self-sufficient and reliant on himself, he's busy doing ishtadlus, and more ishtadlus. If somebody's a Betech Bashem, then he'll do what he has to do, and he'll be mamayet his ishtadlus to what's absolutely necessary. So Baal's told us, and we'll see in a minute, that Shem and Katabin say the same thing, that key to true success in Limud Torah is bitochen, because bitochen gives Menucha, and Shalvus HaNefesh. Rabbeinu Bechai writes as follows, Parsh Vayichi, the Shevet of Torah is Shevet Yisocha. What does it say by Yisocha? Vaya Menucha Kitoiv. Says Rabbeinu Bechai the following word, Vaya Menucha Kitoiv, Neshe Eisek HaTorah, Tzorich Pnai, Vahashket HaGuf. The Efsha Shetiskayim B'mi Sheyesh Leitirudis V'Anochis. Person that's troubled, a person that has difficulties, will be unable to be successful in Limud Torah. So it's only somebody who has tranquility, who has peace, who's able to be successful in Torah. And as Pshat Rabbein Bechai says, Vayisocho, Vaya Menucha, Kitoif. Ech Sadikim, it says, in Shah Simcha, Habiteach Belekim, Yevi'enu Habitochen, somebody trusted the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring him, Lefano is libo me'inyonei ha'olam, to empty his heart from all worldly troubles, liyachet asmo le'inyonei ha'toira v'avoida. True peace, true menucha, tranquility, gives the person the capability to focus and to learn properly. My uncle, Rabbi Avrom, Geist Rosh Shiva, in the Sefer Anafer Azeel and Parash Vayishi Vayelech, the mitzvah of Hakel, the Klal Yisroel were taught collectively Torah. The Pasuk says as follows, when does this take place? Miketz Shevashonim, V'moed Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukkos. The timing seems to be very relevant. We need Shmita and Chag HaSukkos. Why is the combination of Shmita and Chag HaSukkos the time when we're told that we're supposed to be taught collectively Torah, the mitzvah of Hakel? What's miyuchad about these times? Rabbi Avraham says that what's miyuchad about these times is bitochen. Shmita teaches us bitochen. Shmita is there to teach us the idea that we're reliant on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will provide us with what we need, even if we leave the fields fallow for a year. Sukkot teaches us, Seil Demnusa teaches us bitochen. So the ultimate within the framework of bitochen is Miket Sheva Shmer, Miket Sheva Shonim, B'moich Nasam Shmita, B'chag HaSukkos. And that's a fitting time for the Ribbono Shel Olam to give us Mitzvah Hakel, which is Limud Torah Barabim. There again, this idea that Bitochen B'Hashem is a valuable key in Limud Torah. In fact, I think Rabbi Avraham said, we say in Davening, Ba'avur Aviseinu Shebotchu B'cho V'Talamdem Chukei Chayim. Limud Torah is in fact, the success in Limud Torah and quality Limud Torah is an outcome of Ba'avur Aviseinu Shebotchu B'cho. Bitochen is a tremendous key to Limud Torah. So perhaps now we can understand from Rabbeinu Bechai that all the various dimensions of Sukkah correspond to Torah. What's Sukkah got to do with Torah? And the answer is Sukkah has a lot to do with Torah, because Sukkah is the mitzvah in the year which teaches us Emunah and Bitochen. Was brengt der Mensch zu, to Shavuos HaNefesh, to Simcha, to Menucha, which is such an important key when it comes to Limud HaTorah. And that is why Sukkah, Seil Demnusa, is merames on Torah, on the depths that one can reach in Torah, Shivim Ponim LaTorah, V'Gizah Bo Yomam V'Laila, one will find the time to immerse oneself in Torah day and night if one Taka takes the message of Sukkah, the Tzeil Demnusa, the Bitochen that we're supposed to learn from Sukkah, and the Menucha that ensues from that. If we're able to absorb that, then one is Zoicha to Torah, that's Pshat the Behative as well. Perhaps we can now understand why the Simchas HaYoyim of Shmini Atzeres is Lismoyach B'Torah. We started off, we brought from Chazal that the mitzvah, the Simchas HaYoyim of Shmini Atzeres is Lismoyach B'Torah, which is why we have Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres. What's Shmini Atzeres got to do with Torah? The answer is that after we've been a week of sitting in the Sukkah, after we spent a week in Seil Demnusa and gained the valuable message that Sukkah imparts to us, in other words, Bitochen B'Hashem, which brings Menuchah and Shavuos HaNefesh, was brengt zu success and the capability of Limud Torah. So it makes sense that the Shmini Atzeres, which directly follows that, is a day which is set aside for Simchas HaTorah. Sukkot is referred to in Tefillah as Zman Simchoseinu. Pesach is called Zman Cheruseinu. Shavuos is called Zman Matan Toiruseinu. Sukkot is referred to as Zman Simchoseinu. Why is it called Zman Simchoseinu? I mean, on every Yom Tov there's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Why is it referred to as Zman Simchoseinu? And the answer is because the mitzvah of Sukkah, Tzel Demnusa, brings us, is supposed to bring us to a level of true Simcha through the bitachon that Sukkah imparts to us. So benegea to Sukkah and Talmud Torah, fascinating balakeh that's all brought down in Parshas Emor, in Shah Samach Zayin, he writes as follows. Limud Shaliyun Hutter Chutz LaSukkah. Limud Torah Be'iyun is allowed outside the Sukkah. Lefi Shal Limud Ashal Zeh HaToya Limud Be'iyun Hu Atzmoy Gufo Shal Sukkah V'tama. That in itself is what Sukkah is all about. And because Sukkah is all about the ability of Limud Torah B'Iyun, says the Baal HaKedah, I'm not passing halachas over here, I'm just repeating what's written there, but the Baal HaKedah brings out this nekuda, that Sukkah, and the purpose of Sukkah, is to elevate a person through Mitzvah B'Tochen and Simcha to true achievement in Limud Torah B'Iyun. It says, therefore, one doesn't, the Limud Torah B'Iyun can be learned even outside the Sukkah. What? Because that's what Sukkah is all about. So you're there. How's to Shein Dotten? That's what he says. But the main point I want to take from there is you see from the Baal HaKedah that he connects Sukkah, the Kesher of Sukkah to Torah. Let's turn to Sukkah, why Sukkah is connected Yaakov. I'd like to be met from a Ramami Pano. Interesting Ramami Pano. And Pana was a Kadman. He writes as follows in Yenisil and Perik Dalit. He writes as follows: the Shia of Sukkah is Zion by Zion, 7 by 7, and 10 high. It's the minimum Shia of Sukkah. So if we work it out, the area, square tefachim, how many do we have? 7 by 7. 7 times 7 by 10 is altogether 490. 490 says, because it's Begimatria Tomin. Tomim is 490. Apostle tells the pastor, Shreftim Tomim Tiye, Mashem Alekech. He says, it's 490 Tvachim because the Sukkah is supposed to bring us to a Kiyam of the Apostle Tomim Tiye, Mashem Alekech. What's the Tzivui of Tomim Tiye, Mashem Alekech? I'll read out the Ramban. Rashi means the same thing, but the Ramban is clearer. The Ramban writes as follows: Inyan Tomim Tiye, Mashem Alekech, Tahainu Sheni Yachid, Levoveinu Eilov Levadoi V'namin Shu Levadoi Oysa Hakoil. Tom Tiyah Mashal Lekecha is the idea that everything is dependent on the Ribbono Shleilam, the true belief that the Ribbono Shleilam is the one that is controlling this world. Therefore, don't go to Mechashim and Kaisim, etc., etc., because the Ribbono Shleilam is the ultimate power in this world. Who do we find is called an Ish Tom in the Torah? So Sukkah connects to Tom Nasha. Yaakov Ishtom. Yaakov in Torah is called Ishtom. He is the ultimate when it comes to Tom Tiyam Shilakech. And how's it supposed to carry on? Yaakov Ishtom. Yeshev Yaholi. Yaakov was the name of Torah. Yeshev B'Shem Ve'eva, as Rashi says. And the two are connected. If somebody's an Ishtom, if somebody has acquired Tom and Tiyam Shilakech, that he fully believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, brings Simcha v'Shalvas HaNefesh, then the result is Yoishev Oyholim. He has the capability of sitting and learning in the sort of way from the Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years straight without sleeping in Yeshivas Shem V'Eva. The Torah, as we said, brings down the Pasuk, Unum Kneyu Asa Sukkis. Perhaps it can be explained as follows. What's the meaning of Unum Kneyu Asa Sukkis? Sukkah denotes something temporary, something which isn't, which lacks permanence, something arai, as opposed to a kvius. Unu mikneu asa sukkas denotes the fact that, as far as Yaakov was concerned, mikneu, his riches was viewed to him as a dova arai, not what is of ultimate importance in this world. Unu mikneu asa sukkas, which is the message of Sukkos. And in fact, if you have a look in the post says, Vayiven loy bayis. Ulamithnei also Sukkos. Takmin says, what's the Vayiven loy bayis. He built for himself a Besa Medrash. There again, Vayiven loy bayis is in reference to Yaakov's Kiyum Torah. And this was a result of the Ulamithnei also Sukkos. The idea that his wealth and what he's been granted is Sukkos is something which had no kvias by him, which was Arai. So Sukkos corresponds to Yaakov, the Chassivul of Knei, also Sukkos, this idea that I'm not totally dependent on what I possess and what I own, I'm dependent on the Ribbono Shel, which in turn brings us to Vayiven Leibayis, Yoshev Yeholim, which brings us to true success in Torah. She started off. Why do we start Bereishis? Why do we start a new Machzor HaTorah? Why do we start learning anew at this juncture in the year? And the answer is that if we absorb the mitzvah of Sukkah, if we focus on what we've just learned from Chag HaSukkos, it's taka a fitting juncture to restart and begin a new Machzor in Limud, because we should be on the Madrega to truly absorb and learn what the Torah has to teach us. After going through a week of Tzeil Demnusa, which culminates in Hashmini Atzeres, which capitalizes on what we've learned from Sukkah, and we acquire true Menuchas HaNefesh, true Shalvas HaNefesh, true Simcha, which then enables us to find time to learn, which then enables us to learn without any dags at all. Now's the time when we start Parshas Bereishis. Now's the time when we restart our learning program. We start the Torah once again. The Torah's Aruch HaMeretz Midah. The Torah's got so much to teach us. And with the lessons that we've learned from Sukkos, with the Shalvas HaNefesh and the Nuchas HaNefesh that hopefully we've acquired from Sukkos, Mitzvah Hashem will go to the new Machzor, to the new cycle of Parshas HaTorah, and take out all the Alkut Limunim that the Torah has to teach us. May we all be successful in acquiring true Shalvas HaNefesh and acquiring true Simcha, and in learning and being Kohen HaTorah, as David Ribbono Shel Olam will. A gesunde gewünschte Winter.